Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi, where have I called? I'm just trying to find out what this is on my bank statement.
Yes, you've reached a third-party call center, and we represent over 400 companies.
Oh. Well, it just says enormous gadgets. I don't know what that is. Is one of the things you represent Temu, T-E-M-U?
We can definitely look into that, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please, to locate your information?
37347.
Your first and last name, please.
Lisa Hasty.
Ms. Hasty, would you verify your shipping address?
309 West 3rd Street, Jasper, Tennessee.
Great, thank you. We were able to locate an account for you here. One moment while I review the information.
Okay.
On October 24th, 2022, at 12:11 a.m., you went forth to receive a KitchenAid set and an exclusive offer for $5.74. After that, ma'am, due to the fact that you actually did not reach out during the expiration of the trial period, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. The membership program includes... Go ahead, ma'am.
I never received anything. I don't know what this is. I never received any KitchenAid thing at all.
The agreement that you entered into was actually as an exclusive offer, meaning that it was a drawing.
Well, I'd like to cancel this because I don't know what it is, and I didn't receive anything letting me know of an expiration or anything. I'd like to cancel that, please.
Understood. Now, in terms of the expiration, that wouldn't have been in a separate email. That would have actually been in your terms and conditions when you went forth to conclude the ordering of the product.
What is it that I ordered? I don't even...
Yes, ma'am. You went forth to enter into a drawing to receive a KitchenAid set. Now, the KitchenAid set specifically, pull it up here. Moment.
So you're telling me I paid $5.74 to join a drawing, which I received nothing, and then they put me in a membership thing, which they're going to take money out every month.
To enter into the drawing, yes, it was $5.74. And of course, if you did not call to counsel before the expiration of the trial, you were automatically enrolled into a membership.
Well, I didn't get any sort of, I don't even know what it was that I supposedly ordered, and I did not get any sort of thing in the mail telling me to cancel anything. So I need to cancel this.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to be a part of the membership, we can go forward with cancellation.
Yeah. Was it? So is it $10.94 is what I'm charged?
No, ma'am. $5.74 was the offer amount that you paid for the drawing.
So what is $10.94?
I do not see $10.94, ma'am.
I see it right in front of on 11/17. I see $10.94 Oh, this is another one that I don't know that it, what it is. It says ESPN Plus. Oh, maybe they took that out. That might be a minus. Okay. So you're saying it's on 1024?
Pardon me?
You're saying it's on 1024?
1024.
I don't even... I see on 1025, 574 subtracted. But, I mean, I like I said, I just don't... What is this? And
you
then...
No, go ahead.
I just don't know what this is, and I don't want to be in any sort of a thing where they're going to take out money every month. Have they already done that?
It does appear, ma'am, that you have entered into the agreement, and you are automatically enrolled. So, yes, you have actually had money withdrawn from your account for the month of the membership.
How do I dispute that? Because I did not enter to any agreement. I didn't do that.
What we can do on today is go forward with cancellation of the account. As it pertains to the most recent charge on the account, I can go forward with 35% refund towards that amount. Any other charges will have to actually be, what was that, ma'am?
How much is it?
$67.32.
$67?
That's correct.
Okay, no, this has to be taken off. I am on a budget. I cannot, no. I don't, I need to talk to somebody then, because I did not agree to pay $67 for any membership. I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what this is. And I didn't get any sort of thing in the mail or anything telling me that I had to, a trial period for anything. I don't even know what it was I would get a trial period for. I don't know what this is, and I want it reversed. I did not do this.
The membership information would have been in your terms and conditions, ma'am, when you went forth to receive the KitchenAid set on October 24th, 2022.
What KitchenAid set are you talking about? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I didn't receive anything in the mail. I don't know what that is. And I certainly did not agree to pay $67 a month for this, whatever this club is. When was that taken out, $67?
It was billed on December 1st.
Billed where? I didn't get a bill from anybody on December 1st. I don't know what this is. What is this that I'm supposedly paying $67 for? I don't even know what this is, and I want it reversed, and I want to cancel it. I don't know what it is.
Again, ma'am, we can go forward with cancellation, and if you're not actually in agreement to the 35%, we can go forward with 50% towards that amount of the $67.32.
No, I want the full thing. I did not enter into an agreement with anybody for any, I don't even know what this is. What is it that they're charging me $67 for? I don't even know who's charging me. Can you tell me what it is that I'm being charged for?
Yes, ma'am. So again, you went forth to receive a KitchenAid set on October 24th, 2022. Now with that in mind, you would have paid, well, you paid $574 within the exclusive offer. Now, being that you did pay that amount and then I called before the expiration of the trial, you automatically was enrolled into the membership program.
This is so deceitful. I need to speak to a higher up because I didn't order this, and I want a refund, and I want it to be canceled, please. Or I guess I'll go to my bank tomorrow. Is that the best thing for me to do?
That'll be at your discretion, ma'am.
I didn't get any terms of whatever you just, a trial. I didn't receive anything. I didn't get anything to have a trial for. What is it that I'm supposedly having a trial for? What was it that I was having a trial for?
Well, the
Because I
trial
didn't
was
get
a.
any.
No, go ahead.
This is absurd. $67 for what? You still haven't told me what it's for.
Actually, I did, ma'am, but I can give you further details in regards to the membership. So the membership provides you $200 in a voucher where you're able to shop online to receive gifts and gadgets similar to tablets, smartwatches, handheld vacuums, as well as any other technology available on. Ma'am, go ahead.
I didn't do that. Can I speak to, like, your supervisor? And then I'll go to my bank tomorrow because I want this canceled immediately and I want the $67 returned.
Ma'am, are you stating that the whole account is fraudulent, ma'am, and you didn't do anything on the account, ma'am, not even the 574?
I am not sure about the 574. Maybe somebody, there was something about, was it a mixer or something? That it
yes,
said
ma'am.
You can get this. But it didn't say anything about a membership to anything, and I didn't receive anything. So that, I remember seeing a KitchenAid mixer or something to that effect. I never
mm-hmm.
received anything, so I thought it was a fraudulent thing, and I lost $5.74. That's what I thought, because I didn't get anything in the mail, nothing in writing, saying that I was now going to be in some club for $67 a month, and I'd missed the expiration. I have gotten nothing. I just happened to look at my bank statement tonight. And I want it returned. You can keep the 574, but the 67 is fraudulent. And I will go to the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
That's a lot of money that I don't have to just spend.
What I'll do is this for you here. I'll go forth with cancellation of the account. I will speak with our management as it pertains to the balance on the account and see what we can do for you on today. One moment, please.
It was already taken. You said it was already taken out of my account.
It shows that it was billed, ma'am.
I am not working right now. My mother just died recently. I have a lot of expenses. $67 is a lot of money to me. And I'm sorry, this is a very fraudulent way for people to take money from people. Okay? I might have seen something on the internet about a mixer for $5.74. Nowhere did it say something about a membership, and I believe it said you would definitely get it. It wasn't a drawing. I never received anything. So I just thought it was a fraudulent thing, and I lost $5.74, and I wasn't going to make a big deal of it. But now that I know I've been put in some program trying to take $67 a month from me, no, I didn't do this.
This is what I'll do for you on today here, ma'am. One second here.
And I have a very good friend that's an attorney, and I will speak to him if this isn't rectified, because this is fraudulent. I did not sign anything or agree to any membership of any kind. I do remember seeing a mixer for $5.74, some sort of a deal. It did not say it was a trial period for anything. It just said that you were getting this mixer for $5.74. Like I said, I never received it. So I just figured it was fraudulent. And that was it. And I happened to look at my bank statement tonight. I don't even see where $67 has been taken out. When was that taken out?
Ma'am, by you inherently agreeing to the terms of the mixer itself, you also agreed to the terms and conditions of going forth with the membership in the event that you did not call to cancel, ma'am. So, although it's quite frequently that customers may overlook the terms and conditions, ma'am, and we do understand that, which is why we're going forward with the addresses of cancellation of the account at your request. In addition to that, ma'am, as a courtesy of today, I will go forth and refund the full $67.32, ma'am. Please allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds.
Okay, is it 57?
67.32. Also, ma'am. Yes, my name is Connor. Connor.
I'm not upset with you. I'm just saying this is, it's really kind of a sneaky way for them to get money from people. because I did not see anything about a club. And if I did, I would have certainly canceled it, you know, before the cancellation. But I never received anything, nor did I receive a mixer. You know, I mean, it just seems like a tricky way to get money from people.
I totally understand, ma'am. And by all means, ma'am, this is why I am going forth to properly assist you with this here. And with that being said, we have successfully went forward with canceling the account. Would you like to receive your confirmation number?
Yes, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'll write it on my bank statement. And this is, so the 574, they're keeping that, I guess. But the 6794.
6732.
32. That will be refunded?
Yes, ma'am. Within 3 to 5 business days, we request.
Okay. And what is your name? Is Connor?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And do you have like any kind of a ID number?
No, ma'am, but what I can provide you is the cancellation number, which will you'll be able to see my information. Well, they'll be able to locate my information with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 262-938-299.
Okay. So that will be refunded in my account within 5 days, you said?
3 to 5, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Appreciate your doing that. I'm just, you know, I'm not going to be ordering anything online anymore. It's ridiculous. Okay, I appreciate that, and I will check my account and, you know, to see when it's... So that just they just... The 574, they're going to keep that, right?
That is still standing on the account, ma'am, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for the 6732 back and for canceling it.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.